Next Chapter Podcasts.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Join PlayOn Premium to get merch like t-shirts, hoodies, and coffee mugs, ad-free episodes, and bonus content video featuring interviews with the actors, producers, playwrights, and directors who brought it all to life. Go to ncpodcasts.com and subscribe to PlayOn Premium to support the art and the artists.
Next Chapter Podcasts presents the Play On podcast series, Othello, Episode 5, False as Hell. For the best listening experience, be sure to use headphones or earbuds. And remember, beware of jealousy.
Surely it's a matter of state.
Heaven pray that's true. State matters, I do hope, and no suspicious nor no jealous thoughts concerning you.
Pity the day, I never gave him such cause.
But jealous souls will not be answered so. They are not ever jealous for the cause, but jealous for their jealous. It is a monster begot upon itself, born on itself.
Oh, heaven, keep that monster from Othello's mind.
Lady, amen.
I will go seek my lord. Cassio, walk around here. If I do find him receptive, I'll push your case and seek to effect it to my uttermost.
I humbly thank your ladyship.
Hello?
Cassio.
Why did you leave home? How are you doing, my lovely Bianca? Sweet love, I was on my way to your house.
And I was going to your lodging, Cassio. What? Stay a week away? 7 days and nights? Oh, what weary waiting.
Oh, forgive me, Bianca. I've spent this time burdened by my thoughts. But I will, at a more befitting time, pay off my debt of absence. Sweet Bianca. Copy this pattern.
Oh, Cassio. Where did this come from? This is a gift from some newer lover. So it has come to this? Well.
Oh, come, woman. Throw your vile guesses back on the devil's teeth from where you took them. You are jealous now that this is from some mistress, some memento. No, truly, Bianca, no.
But then whose is it?
I do not know either. I found it in my room. I like the work well. I would have it copied. Take it and do it and leave me a while.
Leave you? Why?
I am waiting here for the general, and it's no mark of honor nor my wish to have him see me womaned.
And why not? Is it not?
Not that I love you not.
But I know not that you love me. I beg you.
Walk with me on this path a little, and tell me if I will see you soon this night.
I can walk with you a little way, for I'm waiting here. But I'll see you soon.
Very well. I must accept your conditions.
Do you think so?
Think so, Yako.
What? They kissed in private.
An unauthorized kiss.
Maybe just naked with her friend in bed. Just an hour or so, but not meaning harm.
Naked in bed, Yako, and not mean harm?
If they did nothing, it's a trivial sin. But if I gave my wife a handkerchief...
What then?
Why, then it's hers, my lord, and being hers, she may, I think, give it to any man.
She's the holder of her own honor, too. May she give that?
Her honor is an essence that's not seen.
Many have honor that aren't honorable, but for the handkerchief, by heaven, I'd most gladly forget the napkin. You said, it takes all my memory, as cursed ravens o'ertake infected houses, a dark omen, that he had my kerchief.
Yes, what of it?
That's not any good.
What if... I said I had seen him do you wrong, or heard him say...
Has he said anything?
He has, my lord. But rest you well assured, he will just unsay it.
What has he said?
He said that he did... I know not what he did.
Wait, what?
Lie...
With her?
With her? On her, what you will?
Lie with her. Lie on top of her? I would have said you lie on her, liar, if one were to say she lied. Lie with her. Damn, that's obscene. Handkerchief. Confessions. Handkerchief. I shake in rage at it. It's not words that shake me thus. Noses, ears, and lips. Is it possible? Confess it. That handkerchief. Devil. The devil.
Work on, my poison. Work on. My lord! My lord, I say! Othello!
What's wrong?
What now, Cassio?
What's the matter?
My lord has fallen into an epilepsy. This is his second fit. He had one yesterday.
Rub him around his temples.
No, leave off! His seizure must run its own quiet course, if not he foams at mouth and by breaks into a savage madness. Look, he wakes. Do hide yourself away a little while. He will recover quickly. When he's gone, I'd speak with you on an important matter.
I'll wait for you outside in the courtyard.
How is it, General? Have you not hurt your head?
You're mocking me.
By heaven, I mock you not.
Did he confess it?
Good sir, be a man. While you were here, overwhelmed by your grief, a passion beneath a man such as you, Cassio came by.
Huh?
I got him out of the way and gave good excuse explaining your state. I bade him soon return to speak with me here, to which he promised. Go hide up yourself. For I'll make him confess the tale again. Where, how oft, how long ago, and when he had and is again to bed your wife. I tell you, mark his gestures, and be patient, or I shall say you are ruled by your spleen, and no longer a man.
Hear me now, Iago. I'll be most sharp and cunning in my patience, but hear me. I'll be bloody.
I have heard you. But keep patient in all. Will you go hide? Now I'll question Cassio about Bianca, a hussy that, through selling desires, buys herself bread and clothes. She's a creature who dotes on Cassio. It is the harlot's plague to beguile many, but be beguiled by one. He, when he hears of her, cannot restrain from laughing in excess. And here he comes. As he smiles, foul Othello shall go mad. How do you do, Lieutenant?
It feels worse when you call me by past titles, the desiring of which almost kills me.
Go through Desdemona and you'll have it. Now, if this job lay in Bianca's hand, you'd have had what you want quick.
Pity that poor tramp.
Look how he laughs already.
She speaks it loud that you will marry her. Do you intend that?
You celebrate, conqueror? Celebrate!
I marry her? What, a prostitute? Please think me have some obligation to my intelligence. Do not think my wit so corrupted.
So winners laugh last.
Rumor says that you will marry her.
Oh, please. Is that true?
I'm a villain if it's not true.
Have you stuck me with your bastards?
The monkey spread her own self-serving gossip. Her love for me persuades her that I will marry her. Her own self-flattery promises, and not my voice's promise.
Iago calls me closer as Cassio spins tails.
She was here just now. She haunts me in every place. I was the other day talking on the sea bank with certain Venetians, and there she comes, the silly fool. I do swear, she embraces me like this around my neck.
Crying out, "Oh, my Cassio," as his gesture signifies it.
Well, she hangs and drapes and weeps on me, shaking and pulling on me.
Now Cassio talks of how she took him to my bedroom. I see your nose now, but not yet the dog I will throw it to.
I must rid myself of her company.
My word. Look, here she comes now.
She is such a whore, stinking of perfume.
Really, you here thinking?
What do you mean, haunting me like this?
May the devil and his mother haunt you. What do you mean by giving me that handkerchief just now? I was a fine fool to take it. I must copy the pattern. A likely story that you found it in your room and know not who left it there. This is some slut's token, and you want me to copy the pattern. Here, give it to your mistress.
What's going on, my sweet Bianca? What?
My God in heaven, that's my handkerchief.
If you'll come with me to supper tonight, you can. If you will not come with me, perhaps I'll never invite you again. I can't believe this shit. You want to do this again? Okay, all right.
Go after her. Go. Go.
I think I must, else she'll scream in the streets.
Will you dine there?
Yes, I intend to.
Well, perchance I'll see you there, for I would very much like to speak with you.
Please do come, will you?
Get gone. Say no more.
How shall I murder him, Iago?
Did you see how he laughed at all his sins?
Oh, Iago!
And did you see the handkerchief?
Was that mine?
Yours, by my word. To see how he regards your wife. She gave it to him, and he has given it to his whore?
I would have killed him for 9 years over and over again. She's a fine woman. A beautiful woman. A sweet woman.
No! You must forget that.
Yes. Let her rot and die and be cursed tonight, for she will not live. No, my heart is turned to stone. When I strike it, it hurts my hand. Oh! The world has not seen a sweeter creature as she! She could lie by an emperor's side and command him!
She's the worst for all this.
A thousand times worst, a thousand times! And then of so sweet a disposition.
Yes, too sweet.
No, that's certain. But still the shame of it. Oh, Iago. Oh, Iago, the shame of it! Oh, Iago!
If you are so fond of her sinfulness, give her permission to offend you. For if it wound you not, it offends nobody.
I will chop her into portions. Betray me!
Ah! It's foul of her.
With my officer!
That's fouler.
Get me some poison, Iago, this night. I'll not quarrel with her, lest her body and her beauty unman my mind again. Tonight, Iago.
No. Don't do it with poison. Strangle her in her bed. That very bed she contaminated.
Good. Good. The justice in that pleases me. Very good.
And for Cassio, let me take him to his grave. You will hear more from me by midnight.
Excellent, good. It's Lodovico. This comes from the Duke. See, your wife's with him.
Much to discuss.
God save you, worthy general.
Amen to that, sir.
The Duke and the senators of Venice greet you.
I will happily do what they request.
And what is this news, good cousin Lodovico?
I am very glad to see you, senor. Welcome to Cyprus.
I thank you. How is Lieutenant Cassio?
He lives.
Cousin, there's fallen between Cassio and my lord a bitter breach, but you can make it all well.
Are you sure of that?
My lord?
This do not fail to, as you will.
He did not speak. He's busy reading the news. There's division between my lord and Cassio?
A very unhappy one. I am doing all I can to reconcile them out of the love I have for Cassio.
Fire and brimstone!
My lord!
Are you wise?
What? Is he angry?
Maybe the letter shocked him, for I think they are commanding him home, appointing Cassio as the governor.
Oh, in truth, I am glad for that.
Really?
My lord?
I see you have lost your mind.
Why, sweet Othello!
Devil!
I did nothing to deserve this.
My lord, this would not be believed in Venice, though I swear I saw it. It's too much. Make amends now. She weeps.
Oh, devil! Devil! If the earth swelled up with women's tears, each drop she cried would prove a crocodile. Out of my sight!
I will not stay here and offend you.
She is an obedient lady. I implore you, your lordship, call her back.
Madam!
My lord.
What would you do with her, sir?
Who? Me, my lord?
Yes, you wished that I would make her turn back. Sir, she turns and turns, turning on and turns again. And she can weep, sir, weep. And she is obedient, as you say, obedient, very obedient. Proceed with your weeping concerning this, sir. Oh, false emotion. I've been ordered home. Get away from me. I'll send for you soon. Sir, I will obey the letter, and I will return to Venice. Get away! Cassio takes my position. Sir, tonight I do hope that we might dine together. You're welcome, sir, to Cyprus. Fucking animals!
Is that the general whom our full Senate call all in all capable?
He's changed. A lot.
Is his mind sound? Is he weak in faculty?
He is what he is. I'll not breathe my judgment on what he might be.
Oh, strike his wife.
True, that was not so good. I wish I knew that that punch was first and last.
That's his habit? Or did the letters work upon his blood and create this new fault?
Oh, shame, shame, shame. It is not honest of me to speak of what I've seen and known. You'll see it in him. And his own action will reveal him so that I don't even have to speak. Do find him. And mark how he continues. I'm sorry to have been so wrong about him.
This is Sally Kate Holmes, Managing Director of Next Chapter Podcasts, here to tell you about a pretty cool new offering from our friends at Apollo Podcasts. You can now find the Play On Podcasts on Apollo Plus, a creator-owned platform where every subscriber helps audio fiction creators such as us. You can listen ad-free, early access to exclusives, behind-the-scenes supercuts, and more on Apollo Plus. On top of all that, 70% of the revenue on Apollo Plus goes directly to creators. Join Apollo Plus through the Apollo Podcasts app or by going to apollopods.com.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
You have seen nothing, then?
Nor heard a thing, nor suspected a thing.
Yes, but you've seen Cassio and her together.
Yes, but I saw no harm, and I did hear each syllable and breath that passed between them.
What, did they never whisper?
Never, my lord.
Nor send you out of the way?
Never.
Not to fetch her a fan, her gloves, her mask?
Never, my lord.
That's strange.
If I dare, my lord. I wager she's faithful. I would bet my very soul. If you think not, do remove that thought. It's deceiving your heart. If any wretch put this into your head, God curse him with the same curse put on snakes. For if she is not honest, chaste, and true, then there are no happy men. For the purest wives must all be foul.
Ask her to come here. Go.
My lord.
She says the right thing, yet she's a dense girl that cannot tell the truth. But mine's a subtle whore, with a chest locked tight, full of villainous secrets, and yet she kneels to pray. I have seen her do it.
My lord, what is your wish?
I beg you, dear, come here.
What is your desire?
Let me see your eyes. Look in my face.
What horrible dream is this?
Go and do your job, Mistress Emilia. Leave us lovers alone and shut the door. Cough or cry out if anyone comes close.
Get to your work!
To your work! You must now go!
My lord.
It's fine, Emilia. You can go.
My lady.
On my knees. I beg you, tell. What does your speech mean? I understand the fury inside your words, but cannot parse the words themselves.
Why? Who are you?
Your wife, my lord. your true and loyal wife.
Swear on that. Curse yourself. Swear that you are honest.
Heaven does truly know I am.
Heaven truly knows that you are false as hell.
To whom, my lord? With whom? How am I false?
Oh, Desdemon! Go away! Go away!
Oh, sorrowful day, why do you weep? Am I the cause of these tears, my lord? If maybe you do suspect my father the reason for you being sent back home, place not that blame on me. If you have lost him, I have lost him too.
Had it pleased heaven to test me with afflictions, had it rained all kinds of sores and shames on my bare head, soaking me in poverty up to my mouth, binding me and my dearest hopes in captivity, I would have found in some place of my soul a drop of patience. But instead, to make me a fixed, firm figure for the hands of time to perpetually point at and scorn, I could bear all that too well, very well, but in your heart, where I stored up my heart, where either I must live or live no more, the heart spring from which my fountain must run, or else dry up to be discarded or kept as a cesspool for foul toads to fuck and breed within.
I hope my noble lord believes me honest.
Oh, yes, as honest as flies in rotten meat that breed even if the winds blow. Oh, you weed, so lovely and fair and smelling, so sweet, that my senses ache at you. I wish you'd never been born.
How this? What unknown sin did I commit? Talk to me like you used to. How you used to. For I...
Was the goodly, godly book of you meant to be inscribed with whore? What have you done? Done? Oh, you public harlot. Heaven turns up its nose at it, and the moon closes her eyes. The wind itself that blows all it meets is quiet within the earth's deepest caves, unable to bear the story of you. What have you done, you bold-faced harlot?
By heaven, you do me wrong.
Are you not a harlot?
No, for I am a Christian. If giving this... my body to you, my lord, and not to any other foul and unlawful touch makes me not a tramp, then I am not the name of that.
What? Not a whore?
No. I swear on judgment day.
It's possible.
Oh, heaven forgive us.
I beg your mercy then. I took you for that cunning whore of Venice, the one who married Othello. You, mistress, that has the position opposite that of St. Peter, presiding over the harlot's gate to hell. You, yes, you! Oh. We finished our business. Here's money for your time.
Yes.
Please lock the door and keep you quiet.
Play on podcast series Othello was written by William Shakespeare and translated into modern English verse by Mfaniso Udafia. Radio play by Catherine Eaton. Directed by Victor Milana Maog. The cast is as follows: Jeremy Tardy as Othello, Barrett O'Brien as Iago, Kaylee Carter as Desdemona, Paul Jun as Rodrigo, Francesca Fernandez as Amelia, Tommy Schreider as Cassio, Lakeisha May as Bianca, Christopher Gurr as Brabantio and Lodovico, Rachel Crowell as Montano, Natalie Hegg as Duke, Clown, and Graciano. Casting by the Telsey Office, Karen Castle, CSA. Voice and text coach, Julie Foe. Cultural consultant and dramaturg, Martine Key Green Rogers. Original music, mix, and sound design by Lindsay Jones. Sound engineering by Sadaharu Yagi. Mix engineer and dialogue editor, Larry Walsh. Podcast mastering by Greg Cortez at New Monkey Studio. Coordinating producer, Transcend Streaming, Kira Bowie and Liana Keys. Executive producer, Michael Goodfriend. The managing director of business operations and partnerships at Next Chapter Podcasts is Sally Cade Holmes. And with very special thanks to Michael Christopher Turner and the Performing Arts Department of Northwestern University. The Play On podcast series Othello is produced by Next Chapter Podcasts and is made possible by the generous support of the HITS Foundation. Visit ncpodcast.com for more about the Play On podcast series. Visit playonshakespeare.org for more about Play On Shakespeare. Subscribe to Play On Premium on Apollo Plus for ad-free episodes and join our Patreon for exclusive merchandise and early commercial-free releases. Go to playonpodcast.com for our bonus content, where you'll find interviews with the artists, producers, and engineers who brought it all to life. And remember, beware of jealousy.
Join Play On Premium to get merch like t-shirts, hoodies, and coffee mugs, ad-free episodes, and bonus content video featuring interviews with the actors, producers, playwrights, and directors who brought it all to life. Go to ncpodcasts.com and subscribe to Play On Premium to support the art and the artists.
Next Chapter Podcasts.